us pray prayer together on our knees. Let us pray prayer together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to The Bible Speaks with Elgin Kerlock. The Bible Speaks is a weekly ministry of Harvest International. Our prayer is that The Bible Speaks will encourage you in your study of God's Word. You will be able to contact Elgin at the address given at the end of this broadcast. And now, here's Elgin.
Brothers and sisters, I welcome you, whoever you are, wherever you are, and whenever you're listening to Words of Inspiration. Today, we are wrapping up our discussion on the benefits that we received when Jesus got up. And it's only fitting that we talk about when you say amen. Our inspirational scripture is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. And I'd like to read it to you from the Amplified Version. And it reads, "For as many as are the promises of God in Christ, they are all answered yes. So through him, we say our amen to the glory of God." Saying amen at the end of the prayer or a declaration effectively means so be it, or it is so. Affirming that what has been said is true and asserting one's faith in the spoken word. It acts as a verbal stamp of assurance and acceptance, embodying the believer's trust that God will act according to the truth and requests that have been articulated. In many instances, amen can be seen as a way of returning glory to God, ending a prayer or declaration with an acknowledgement of his eternal nature and sovereignty. This usage is a way of wrapping up the spoken words with an acknowledgement of God's greatness and supremacy. Amen is not just a communal response. It's also a deeply personal one. It signifies the individual's personal faith and trust in Jesus Christ as the foundation for receiving and believing God's promises. It reflects a heart posture that relies not on our own understanding or strength, but on the faithfulness of God as revealed through Jesus Christ. This personal aspect makes amen a declaration of faith, whereby the individual aligns themselves with God's truth. Belief in the foundation upon which amen rests, it signifies that believers do not just hope, but truly believe that the prayers offered, the blessings invoked, or truths declared align with God's will and will come to fruition. Saying amen thus embodies a commitment to the content of what has been said, expressing a confident expectation that God is listening and will respond. It is both a declaration of faith and a spiritual act of placing one's trust in the divine, reinforcing the belief that God is actually involved and sovereign over all aspects of life. When we say amen, we are actually exercising our faith, asserting our confidence that God hears our prayers and will act according to his perfect will. This act of faith acknowledges God's ability to fulfill promises, respond to petitions, and manifest his will in our lives. It reflects a deep-seated belief that, regardless of the circumstances, God's power and love are at work. In Matthew 9, verse 28, when Jesus entered the house of the blind men, he asked, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" And they answered, "Yes, Lord." When we say amen, it is the same thing. We are saying that we believe and are anticipating the fulfillment of God's will, even if it's not what we were asking for. Amen serves as a spiritual anchor, solidifying the believer's trust in God and reinforcing the steadfast commitment to Him, despite any visible evidence to the contrary. In this way, saying amen is both a testament to the believer's faith and a spiritual declaration that God's will is paramount and ultimately good. So with that, please join me in saying amen. And I thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining me this week. And I look forward to next week when we will rightly divide the word of truth. Until then, God bless.
I've wandered far away from God.
This program is cared for by listeners who care. Your prayers and financial investment in this ministry helps to keep the good news on the air. We look forward to hearing from you and invite you to write us at Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Again, that's Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478.
Open wide thine arms.